This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 551. More patch than you can shake a stick at. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bring you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. And with me, I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm living. You know, it's beautiful. It's summer, almost-ish. Close enough.
For sure.
Yeah, it's great.
And do we once again have a fan death this week?
Maybe.
Hey, bud, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Getting over my cold. Still fighting with it every so often, but had a good weekend. Working through the week till Canada Day. So can't wait.
Woo, Canada Day. That's next weekend. Whoa. That's not up on me.
2 weekends.
Yeah, next weekend.
2 weeks. Yes, technically, okay. But yeah, also hearing a lot of the sounds of the X and...
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
So you've heard lots of rain?
Yes, I've seen a lot of rain. But yeah, just lots of carnival noises and such. Had to consider going over there on Sunday morning because they had a pancake breakfast with a donation thing that you could get, but decided not to because I wanted to sleep in. So
I can't even remember the last time sleep. I went.
It's good. The only reason I want to go is the donuts. The music this year looks like crap, so I'm not really overly eager for that. And yeah, I just want some.
And now some I'm donuts. Intrigued because your definition of crappy music is usually what I really like.
let me just do it this way. Of all of the bands that listed, there was only one I recognized, and it was April Red Wine or something like that. Like, it was just really bad list of bands.
Toasty, it could be gospel and we won't like it and you wouldn't like it either, I'm sure.
That's true.
But most of the music that you like, I like too, I'm sure. Or all of it.
Well, there's one name I recognize here, that's Vicky Shea.
That's a what?
Apparently Vicky Shea performed at the X this year.
I have no idea who that is.
She used to be the radio host for Power 97.
I don't listen to Power 97 anymore.
No, me neither.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, April Wine was the only band I recognized. There were several tribute bands, Johnny Cash and Eagles, but yeah, there's nothing of interest to me at all. And that's saying a lot.
I feel like you have a pretty wide taste of music. Well, wider than me, anyway.
I do like a variety of music, but it just seemed like there was no names. Like, the last time I watched a band at the X was when they had Black Hawk and Little Texas. Two bands I loved when I was, you know, in my 20s, because they did some really cool country music, but they don't even have that this year, so I was disappointed, and yeah, so I will probably get my donut fill at Canada Day at Assiniboine Park.
Or you just go to the Forks.
Yeah.
Where they have it literally all year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there because I don't like the guy who owns that stuff, that place.
Oh. All right.
Just a personal thing. But, so, are you guys planning to go to the X at all this year?
Probably not.
Nope.
All right, then.
I can't tell you the last time I've been there, and I don't do rides because, well, I don't like being lifted off my feet. So, yeah, that's no fun to me. Or flipped upside down. Being a bigger guy, no. No, thank you.
Yeah, I can understand that one.
Only time I go there is when I'm dating somebody, because usually she wants to go. I've been single for a while, so, yeah.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Anyway.
But I am intrigued to see who these bands are that you're talking about. If I know any of them.
I'm going to say probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, just they could definitely use some better bands. That's all I'm saying. So, Fan, how's your weekend been?
Pretty good, I think. I just finished my time walking stuff. I did a mythic earlier in the week and then a couple more mythics last night. Mythics are fun. I think it was last week I got concordance on my demo spec, so that's my second spec to get it. And I'm probably, 5, 9... 11, 1.1 billion, I guess, away from getting it on my Destro spec. So, slowly making my way there. But not a lot of WoW in the past week. I've been busy with home stuff.
Yeah, that does tend to happen. How about you, Toasty?
I had a pretty busy week in WoW, actually. We did our last heroic raid for Nighthold on Tuesday, where I got so much AP and literally nothing else.
But is the AP gains aren't even what they used to be? Like
no,
with the 725 patch, they nerfed the crap out of it.
Yeah, I feel like it was like I don't remember exactly, but I feel like it was just over 10 million.
I think that we used to get 20. At
yeah.
Full whatever, now it's about 10, yeah. Garbage.
And then And then we did normal on Friday, and that was post-hotfix, so I got one AP item. Felt Yay. Great about that.
Yay. Wait, just one?
Yeah, you only get the one now.
I thought you got one off of every boss. You only got one total for a wing of LFR.
I only got the one.
Oh.
I was under the impression that that was across all difficulties.
Huh. That's gross. What are they doing? It's basically not even worth it to grind for AP anymore.
Not particularly. And I mean, I'm not too choked up about that because I'm concordanced already.
Yeah, but you can keep boosting that concordance.
Yeah, but I mean, the gains after a point are only so much.
Yeah, it's like 400 instead of the 4,000 that you get for the first?
Yeah,
or so it's like 250?
I can't recall exactly. I honestly haven't looked too much into it.
Yeah.
I stopped worrying after I got my first level of concordance. Outside of raiding, I attempted the Chromie scenario, which was actually a lot of fun. I mean, there's a sense of urgency with that scenario, too, because you only have 15 minutes to complete the scenario. And I'm guessing but the way they do it is you go to each of the dragon shrines, try to investigate what's going on, and once you discover what's going on in that respective dragon shrine, that boss is just up all the time. So, but that's... It's been... It was a lot of fun. I did the green one, and then I did the blue one. The blue one was a little more on the frustrating side, because you're fighting this thing on a platform, and it drops stuff on the ground. But of course you're on a platform, so your space is extremely limited. The model and your player model easily take up half of the platform. So you can get away with dropping, I would guess, 5 of these little area effect things before you completely run out of room. And it's just really hard. I don't know if you've got to stand in it for a certain amount of time and it goes away or something along those lines. I'm approaching the Chromie scenario blindly because I kind of want to see how intuitive it is. But yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of fun with that. I spent all of all night after raid on Friday doing the Chromie scenario. I had a lot of fun with that. And then this weekend, leveled up my Disc Priest some more. Took advantage of it being time walking, so I was able to run something other than Naltharian's Lair. Unfortunately, my group wasn't the best. The group that I ran with, I don't know. The tank had trouble keeping aggro and everything. The druid kept peeling everything off, and that combined with the changes to disc that I still haven't quite wrapped my head around, made the entire deal a little more hectic than I'm used to. I don't know. I probably just need to get used to the changes to the Disc Priest. One of the abilities, Ray of Brilliance, I think it is. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it applies atonement to four other party members, which means I just cast it on myself. And everybody else in the party gets atonement. But it's only for a certain percentage of the time that it normally lasts. So getting used to that was interesting. I feel like my numbers, the amount that I was actually healing wasn't what I was used to. But that could just be an artifact of me doing it in time walking instead of a normal dungeon. I find usually the time walking numbers tend to be a little wonky. I don't know. I'll try it out again eventually on a normal dungeon to see how well I fare. And then Sunday, so many mythics. Wow. Many, many mythics. I think that's the most mythic pluses I've done in a single lockout in a while. I think I ended up doing 6 of them. Most of them were smaller ones, like +2s or +3s. Ended up doing a +9 vault. That was interesting. I mean, I've barely done mythic pluses that have one affix, and then I am being thrown into one with two. And the quaking affix, I was surprised with. I thought it'd be more of a problem for me, especially being a melee character. But it was actually really easy to work around. The bursting one, though, that was not fun.
There's lots. That's the one that puts that debuff on you that does damage every second or something, right?
Yeah, it's like a 10% of your health for 10 seconds or something like that. So if you get 10 of them, congratulations, you're dying. I don't know, I still really enjoyed it. It took a little longer to actually get through because we were kind of pacing ourselves. And that was the one we easily had the most deaths in. I was surprised I went as long without dying as I did. But I don't know. I still had a lot of fun with it. Looking forward to getting that legendary upgrade item in my chest tomorrow. Though, I won't need it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. What about you, Medros? How's your week been?
My week is pretty good. Hit Concordance on my main for his Ashburner. Then promptly went and took the other, I'm going to say roughly 250 million AP that I had in items still. Swapped over to my prot spec and empowered hit his truth guard, and then got another four or five traits already. Yeah, he's not too far from concordance on the prot spec, or not too many traits off. I do know that from where he is now to having concordance on that one is a long way, but it'll be pretty cool. It gives me something to use my AP on, other than wasting on further ranks of concordance. So yeah, did that. And then I also did a bit of working on my hunter. Got his class mount. Looks neat. I can't say that I think I will use it very often, but it does look very neat. I brought other characters closer. I think most of them are now through the Mark of Sentinax one that are 110 already. And gonna keep working on trying to improve other characters so that they can get up there. Lots of Legion daily quests, or world quests that are coming up for those characters. Because that's the one right after the Marks of Sentinax. It's going to kill a bunch of things in Farinar, then a bunch of daily quests, I believe. But it's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun to work through some of this stuff. And I like to feel like I'm accomplishing stuff on my characters. I don't know that I will actually do the class mount stuff on my secondary characters, the second paladin, second druid, and second monk, because they will already have access to their class mounts. But I do have a number of characters to go through. I've got my priest, I've got my druid, I've got my demon hunter, my death knight, and I think there's somebody else I'm missing on my list. But yeah, it should be pretty cool, and I'm excited to see what they all are able to do and what their stuff's like. The hunter one was pretty interesting, so yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Toasty, did you remember to do the PvP brawl this week?
No, I completely forgot. Oh man, I was looking forward to that.
I forgot too. I think you still have tonight though.
Oh, I know what I'm doing after the show then.
I just saw there's a video that Swifty did of it. He's kind of annoying, so I'm not going to watch it, but maybe I'll find a Vegeta one.
Maybe. Oh, I'm going to switch to Bladestorm just for that match. It's going to be great. Mostly because I'll be able to use Bladestorm again. I've missed using it so much. I miss being a Beyblade.
Yeah, I was really upset with myself. I actually missed the Nether Disruptor world boss on, like, 4 of my 8 tunes that could do it. I was really upset with myself when I realized. Because, like, oh, yeah, I was, like, last night, and did on a couple, and then I'm like, oh, well, I may as well go do my Marcus Stenitz character. One did that, and then logged over another character, and he was gone. I'm like, ah, crap. I was really mad at myself, like I said. But it happens. And I'm really looking forward to the Command Center. And you guys all should be very excited for it, too.
It's a legendary thing, right?
Yep. Legendary is coming up next round of Command Center.
Yay!
It's get a buff, walk 5 feet, get a legendary for your followers. Cannot complain.
If only I had a reason to do my order all stuff now. I'm not getting anything useful lately.
You're not... Well, okay, you're concordant, so you don't need the AP. You're not getting any gold out of it?
Nope. It's all been follower stuff.
Hmm. Are your followers well-equipped at this point, and they are... Like, you have enough armor and everything?
Correct.
Hmm. Weird. Well, that sucks.
I mean, I wouldn't mind AP, because eventually I can dump that stuff into my weapon. Or any of my alt specs. But...
Yeah.
Like prod.
Yeah, actually, that's been my main AP dump when I run out of stuff in Fury.
You could also try arms.
Nope, arms doesn't exist.
Sorry, what doesn't exist?
Arms.
Why does it not exist?
Because it's a far inferior spec.
I see. Alright then.
Come on, they only have one gigantic weapon. Why would I stick with one gigantic weapon when I can have two of them? Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you play something you can't heal yourself?
Why would I play something if I can't just kill things real quick and not worry about healing myself?
Fair point. We'll get more to class discussions later.
Yeah.
Fan, what's going on this week in WoW?
Lots of things.
Nothing really big. I mean, there's nothing important.
There's a Battleground bonus event. I mean, that's obviously the highlight of this week.
Yep. I'm confident there's nothing else happening this week.
As far as the three of us are concerned. Fire Festival starts. That's exciting. There's new things this year. I think I rattled those off last year. I think there's a toy and a pet? Did I say last year or did I say last week? I don't even...
You said last year.
I meant last week. And then the TOS opens? Whatever that is?
I don't know.
Terms of sale?
Terms of service?
Terms of service?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. Terms of service.
Tomb of Surfing?
No, Surfing never dies.
Oh. So yeah, Tomb of Sargeras opens up. For
Regular and Heroic. Next week will be Raid Finder and Mythic. Raid Finder Wing 1 opening, and then Mythic will be open, and then we can start looking at the Race to World First. I don't even know who still does that. I know that Blood Legion just killed Gul'dan Mythic like last night for the first time, so they just got their Ahead of the Curve achievement, so congrats to them for that.
Do they even get... Oh yeah, they still get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Until like, it opens.
The patch came out, the class changes came out, but I guess you can't really get new... You couldn't really get new items. You couldn't upgrade your legendaries or anything like that, so...
Yeah.
I feel so bad. I've seen people get legendaries this past week, and I feel so bad for them because... It's like, yay, new patch, yay, legendary. Oh, 920 or 940. But starting tomorrow, you can upgrade those, so that'll be exciting.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm basically saving everything I get right now that I can get that will give me potential legendaries, like the Legion Fall caches. I'm saving all of that up until tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll do all of my turn-ins. I've got several characters that have like 500-600 lead supplies, and see if I can get a 970 legendary out of it. Because that's pretty much the only way I'm getting a 970 legendary.
Wouldn't it suck if you got a 940 and you had to upgrade it manually?
Yes, it would. Just so we're clear, yes, it would.
Oh, that would happen.
Uh huh. Because that would never happen. Plus, would never do that to me.
I think that's really it for this week in WoW, though. Nothing super crazy exciting. Fireworks aren't for a couple weeks, if you're into those.
Fireworks. Well, I mean, we have the Midsummer Fire Festival coming up soon, right?
That's what I said that already.
And
starts on Wednesday.
This is actually probably a good time for them to actually do the new raid, because there's not a lot going on.
Nope.
Good time to focus people on other stuff. Yeah, so let's, I guess, talk about our first bit of news. Toasty?
Alright, so some things that people may have missed in the hoopla that was the 7.25 release. First off, Legion Raid bosses now have a new artifact power item that drops 100% of the time once per week on all difficulties. Except Raid Finder. Bosses in the new raids drop more artifact power than older raids, obviously. So, yeah. If I'm understanding that correctly, each boss is only going to drop one artifact item a week, artifact power item a week, which kind of sucks. But hey, I guess that means you won't be doing Tomb of Sargeras twice in 1 week.
Guess not.
And Raid Finder, well... I don't know. I guess it would depend on how much AP it gets, but I can't see the reward being enough to really justify using it as a means of farming it if you're doing the other content already.
Mm-hmm.
Especially not with how much they nerfed the AP gains in general.
Mm-hmm.
You just
well, I wouldn't say they nerfed it, more like, you know, they did what they normally do. They lowered the rewards from the previous tier to the next tier, though. Right?
Okay, that makes sense.
And on Raid Finder, like I said, bosses no longer drop artifact power items. Heirloom vendors are now offering toys that can be used to teach the flight paths of Kalimdor Eastern Kingdom and the Eastern Kingdoms to Azeroth's adventures. So, if you don't feel like discovering all the flight paths yourselves, head to Alien Vendor, and they'll give you all those fight points.
Awesome.
Yeah. Can't remember the last time I played a low level alt, but, you know, it's been a while. Like, most of the alts I would play are at 100 right now. Or higher.
Fair enough.
Oh, wait, no, I lied. I have a mage at 80. But that's just
literally, for... I mean... We're all boosting characters these days, right? So,
hmm?
Most people boost characters these days. They don't actually play their low level stuff.
I guess so. I mean, in our guild, definitely, it seems like the majority of people just boosted to 100. But outside of that, the people I talk to outside of our guild that are playing the game and not raiding and just doing alt stuff, they actually just legitimately level up characters. I realize that's a small sample size, but still. I'm sure there are still a fair amount of people running that low-level content just because they can.
I don't talk to all the people outside of the show, so people in guilds have better cross-section knowledge on that one, I think. All right. So this next thing is something that I kicked myself for not realizing this was it happened sooner, because I seriously lost out. So they made a hotfix to artifact knowledge research, basically making it so that artifact knowledge research per one only took 3 hours and 36 minutes per rank, down from like days, like 4 days each, I think. But it was a long time before, and they made it a lot easier now. However, I didn't realize this until after I'd already collected my Elite Strike quest or mission on several characters who already had their level 40 completed. So I basically lost like 30 million AP on several characters. I was really unhappy with myself, because I tend to pride myself in knowing what's going on in the game. And I felt like I really did not know that.
Well, they actually changed this twice. I can't remember what it was before. If it was 4 hours or 6 hours. But it changed. So twice within the week. Since the 725 patch. And the second time was to bring it to 3 hours, 36 minutes.
I just find it hilarious that it's but such you an could, exact number.
You could also, if you were 40 on one character, you could buy things to make other characters instant 40, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yep. I was looking at it yesterday.
Pretty sure.
I don't know for sure, to be honest. I assume it's probably the case, yeah.
I only have one max level alt, and I never play him anymore, so.
I've been responding to you guys for the past minute and a half. And I muted Skype and not my microphone.
Oh my. Good job. Everybody take a drink. What were you saying?
I don't even remember now. That's the worst part. Sean's gonna know. because it recorded on my end.
Excellent job, Toasty. I approve that, that flub right there. Good job.
Thanks.
Happens to the best of us.
Yep, it does.
I don't even know why I muted Skype. I never mute Skype. I always mute my mic so I can stop my keyboard from clacking on the recording.
Oh, hey, I need a mic muter for that.
You probably should need a mic that has a mute button on it. Like a nice Snowball Yeti. Just as a thought.
What do I have?
You have a Snowball.
Okay. But not a Yeti.
No.
Oh well, it serves its purpose.
Yep.
That's all it really needs to do, right?
Yeah, it helps us come on real loud and clear during raid night. I feel like we've been maybe using mics that are just a little bit out of scope for just raiding.
So what you're saying is that it's a little bit over the top.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. It
just means we can talk over the mumblers.
Fair enough.
Or people vaping into the mic.
That's you.
No, it's not me. I would not do that. I know how annoying that is. Yeah, well.
All right, but yeah, so I'm really happy this came in. I was really sad that I didn't realize it sooner, because yeah, I pretty much at least on two characters wasted 30 million AP that could have been used to get a little closer. But yeah, now all of my characters are max level that can be, and I'll be buying the item for the 48K thing for my two other alts when they hit the right level, though that's probably a little ways away for them. And I don't know what they could, I don't know what they would do with the current ones they have that get them up to 20, yeah, up to 20, but they'll survive. They'll make do.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Absolutely, positively. All right. So tell us about some changes that did not get documented as well as we would have liked.
All right. So yeah, as with any big content patch, there's bound to be a few changes that are left off of the patch notes. Some of these changes include Seals of Broken Fate. Previously, you bought them with gold and Order Hall resources. Well, guess what? Now you can buy them using Marks of Honor. First one's going to cost you 5, and then 10 for the second, and 20 for the third. For people who found it difficult to read the numbers for the astronomically high artifact power, numerical amounts will now include commas to denote large numerations. Thank you. Oh my god, reading artifact power items was an exercise in frustration. Like, how many digits? No? Okay, I'm pretty sure that's 7 million. Alright, I'll go with that. Order Hall reputation mission items, specifically the bonus tokens you got from them, are now worth 1,500 reputation, up from the 250 previous. Crafty gear can also now be upgraded to the 900 item level, up from 885. The Sir Mar teleport in the Mage Class Hall now has an image instead of being blank. I feel like that's less of an undocumented change and more of a fix. But I guess it could be both. And here's my favorite thing. The Warrior's Skyjump animation has been changed, likely to help with the disconnect issues that have been plaguing them since Legion launch. The number of times I almost died because my Order Hall jump took me above not Valshara. Oh, I'm blanking on the name. Where Ferrandis and all his dudes are. Azuna. Yeah, like, it was pretty frequent. If I decided to jump to a zone that would have led me over Azuna, I would disconnect, and when I logged back in, I would be falling to my death in Azuna. Well, almost to my death. If I loaded fast enough, I could heroic leap myself to safety. Plus, the animation is really cool. It's like a legitimate Superman jump and superhero landing now.
Nice.
What else was there? What other stuff was a big deal? Oh, the Blood Trader in Dalaran now sells an abundant order resources cash. So it's 4,000 order resources for 20 Blood of Sargeras. Which basically, takes away the need to spam that buy button or make a macro to override that yes button click again and again and again.
Or you can just use buy them all, but that's just me.
Hmm?
Or you can just use the add-on buy them all, but that's just me.
Yeah. Macro's easier.
I've never heard of that add-on.
Yeah, it basically lets you shift-click and choose, like, a larger amount, and you also, like, max stacks and complete a stack that you already have. It's really cool.
One thing I noticed, and I don't think I saw it in here, but I used to be able to, if there was an item that was listed on a vendor in a stack of 5, you could shift-click and buy just 1 or 2. You can't do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Lame.
Well, not the cooking reagent vendors.
Huh, I'll give that a shot. What else was there? The adopted puppy crate from Mistweaver Zia. The Mr. Pandaria time walking vendor is now a toy, so you can unleash a crate full of puppies everywhere you go. And who's gonna argue with that?
Maybe a cat.
Huh?
I said maybe a cat. Yeah,
cats are the devil.
Hey! You take that back.
You know it's true.
No.
Uh-huh.
Your cat's gonna eat you one day, man. It's the truth.
It's gonna what?
It's gonna eat you one day.
Probably. I'm allergic to it.
What else is there? Oh, Garrosh heirlooms can be upgraded to 110 now, but they still can't be used until you're level 90.
And they still don't drop.
Not anymore.
Nope.
What else was there? Prestige titles for PvP have been moved and are alphabetical. PvP tokens now cost 100 Echoes of Battle, up from 75. The Shaw of Anger. Ooh, I like this one. The Shaw of Anger now has a static spawn point near One Keg, other than the various locations in Kudmai Summit. So now it's on a race to the random location in Kunlai where he happened to spawn to get there before some other not-so-nice people kill him, despite saying, spamming in chat, please don't kill, I'm coming. And there's a Mac client fix that's not really relevant.
Another fix of sorts that... So, I don't know if people noticed on my Twitter account, but the Legion Companion app got an update to fix the bad times listing, the bad resource costs. There's several issues. However, it didn't fix the time being wrong, because it's still wrong all the time.
Mm.
It still gets the cost wrong, at least sometimes. But now, the reward for AP stuff is comedically incorrect.
What are you talking about? You were totally gonna get negative 17 billion artifact power.
Yeah, I would never ever actually use that, because I want my all of my artifact power. But I will definitely take the item that was going to give me 1.3 billion, or sorry, 1.6 billion artifact power. I'll definitely take that. That one I'll definitely take. But yeah, not really a fan of the negative 400 and... let's see here. 444 million artifact power. I don't want to lose that much artifact power, thanks. So, Legion Companion app still not quite working.
But it makes for hilarious screenshots. I know our...
It absolutely does.
Our guild Discord has a couple of them in there. We had a lot of fun with that. By we, I mean me and Jones. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad people enjoyed it. I found it quite entertaining when I saw it, and at last I can tell you that it actually is, the items you get are actually the proper value. Sorry.
How much is the proper value? I don't even know.
The Seal of Leadership at AK-40, I think, is 19.8 million.
Ooh, big spender.
The Dropper of Nightwell Liquid, I think, is 22 million, and... The Alliance Infinity Blade, I think, is like 7 million.
I want to know how that was calculated so that you ended up losing a billion or whatever it was.
Overflow?
I.
They probably multiplied one too many times or something, or got the number too big.
The Code Monkey did it.
Maybe being on a mobile device. The precision, or not precision, but precisions are different. Like an int is only X bits versus on a computer, it's much, much more.
I don't know, you're speaking dev, but I don't understand that.
Sorry.
But I'm literally QA. I just make sure your stuff works.
I think it's a code thing.
Like I said, a code monkey did it.
You're a monkey.
Rude.
No, I'm not hairy enough for a monkey.
While we're talking about AP and whatnot, I actually just logged into WoW and checked, and my other warlock is at 40 AK, so I haven't really played him since I started playing and raiding on Dalaran, so... I would have just sent the item to him last week and used it, and that's all. I don't remember. I vaguely remember doing it, but not totally. So, yeah, he's at 48k, so if you have a max level character, you can just buy the item on your main and ship it over if you have the resources, which I imagine everybody does at this point.
I don't.
On their main...
Well, I mean, that 15,000 that you got at the end of the Broken Shore stuff helped a lot.
Definitely did. I will concur with that one. Alright, so our next topic here. One of the devs on the WoW team is departing the WoW team. and that would be Brian Halinka. After 5 years working on the WoW team, he has declared that he is accepting a new opportunity at Blizzard. He hasn't said what that is, but his last day, I think, was on Friday, I believe, on the WoW team, and then he's moving over to his new position after that. I have a sense that they are working on a new game internally.
Titan.
Because they're... Titan is dead. Long live Overwatch.
Titan 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Hello Kitty Titan.
God, no. Please, no.
There's already a Hello Kitty MMO.
But is it Titan?
Right now I'm picturing Hello Kitty in gigantic mechs, and that's kind of awesome. Anyway, Medros, you were saying.
Yes, as I was saying. So, it's really cool that he is taking a new opportunity, that he is going to be moving to something else. I'm really excited to one day hear what that opportunity that he's taking is. And I do believe that his team there is going to be continuing to work very hard on the PvP side, making sure that the game on that aspect of play is continuing to be high quality. And I don't know who's going to be taking over his role as the head of the PvP team, but I'm sure it'll be very good.
It's funny, when I saw this announcement, I immediately went to Twitter and the forums, because he's been a very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Contentious?
Yeah. What he's done to Warcraft PvP has definitely led to some division in the community, and some pretty serious division. People either really hated him or really liked him. And of course, the people who really hated him were very vocal about it. And let's just say Twitter and the forums did not disappoint in their reactions.
I'm sure. I'm going to guess there's a lot of people who were really happy that he was
there. Yeah. And, you know, I can't speak too much as to the changes he's done, because it's well established that none of us are huge PvPers. You know, it feels fine to me, but to somebody who lives and breathes it, there's obviously enough wrong there for them to be very vocal about it all the time. But I feel like that's always been the case with PvP. Oh, my class is broken, or this or that, or this class is way overpowered, nerf please. Yeah, I mean, yeah, good luck to him on whatever his new thing is. Hopefully he doesn't get as much hate over there.
For sure. All right. And how about we talk about our last topic here, Van?
Yeah. So, see you guys. I'm moving to California to work for Blizzard, maybe. Uh-huh. There was several job postings, or is it just one? It looks like it's just one big job posting. In Irvine, looking for a senior software engineer server. And it looks like it's for the remastered versions of Warcraft 3 and Diablo 2. So that's pretty exciting. I never really got much into Warcraft 3, but I played a lot of Diablo 2. I know C and C++. I have 5 years experience in development. I actually have 12 years experience, so 13 years experience debugging unfamiliar code. I don't remember what I wrote last night or yesterday, so...
I guess it's unfamiliar, yeah.
Well, I assume you didn't write anything yesterday because you were probably at home on your weekend, but okay.
People write code on their weekends.
Oh, word.
Only nerds.
Passion for games? Dude, I totally hit that. Excite you? Oh, man. I'll excite you. Just you wait. But yeah, so... Sorry. That was uncalled for, wasn't it?
A little bit.
You love me, admit it.
I will declare no such thing.
So yeah, I'm not really moving out to California or applying for this. I think it'd be awesome, but I don't quite have the... I'm not super self-confident in my abilities to be able to do this kind of thing, but it is cool. It would be totally so much fun to work for Blizzard in that way. But I am excited to see what the remastered version of Diablo 2 and Warcraft 3 look like, and maybe I'd even buy the Warcraft 3 and play through it, because I played a little bit of Warcraft 3, but not very much, and I do not own it.
Yeah, I look forward to legitimately owning Diablo 2 and Warcraft 3.
I just think you maybe could be born an American, and you live right next to, right near Disneyland all the time.
Wait, become an American?
Well, you're born an American.
You're born?
You're a kid.
Oh. Maybe. We'll see.
And then we'd all have a reason to come visit you.
Oh.
I mean, I'd visit you anyway, cool. Fan.
Yeah.
I might. I would definitely visit you at work anytime. But I think we all knew that answer, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for this. Warcraft 3, mm-hmm. Diablo 2 with new graphics. That'll be awesome. Especially Warcraft 3. That was my jam back in the day. I mean, I didn't actually play through any of the campaign. I mostly played Dota. But still.
Yeah. And it looks like there's other jobs in engineering, including quality assurance.
Oh.
Data engineer, lead software engineer C# for IT corporate applications. See, C# I know more. I've worked on that for the past several years. Oh, and lead software engineer engine for an unannounced project. I'm sure there's more jobs too. Those are just the ones that pop up. There's always jobs at Blizzard.
Yeah, they're fairly regular hiring. Well, let's move along, shall we, to our sponsor message. Our sponsor for today's show, of course, is the great folks over at Audible. They make great audiobooks, written by great authors, narrated by great readers, and some iconic books. And this week's pick is one of our favorites. I'm sure many will recognize it as soon as I start playing it. So let's give a bit of a listen to our book pick for this week.
The song plays over a dark screen for the first few seconds, until the trumpets are joined by a guitar, and that's when Halliday appears. But he's not a 67-year-old man ravaged by time and illness. He looks just as he did on the cover of Time magazine back in 2014. A tall, thin, healthy man in his early 40s with unkempt hair and his trademark horn-rimmed eyeglasses. He's also wearing the same clothing he wore in the Time cover photo, faded jeans and a vintage Space Invaders t-shirt. Halliday is at a high school dance being held in a large gymnasium. He's surrounded by teenagers whose clothing, hairstyles, and dance moves all indicate that the time period is the late 1980s. Careful analysis of this scene reveals that all of the teenagers behind Halliday are actually extras from various John Hughes teen films who have been digitally cut and pasted into the video.
Name that book.
Chronicles of Narnia.
You fail.
Ready Player Fan? One?
Yeah.
There we go.
But yes, that is Ready Player One. It is, one of our favorite books. We love that book here at All Things Azeroth, and we definitely recommend checking it out. Narrated, of course, by Will Wheaton, written by Ernest Cline. And if you don't like that book, if you want something else, you can check out any of the probably over 200,000 titles by now over at bit.ly/ATA2017. If you sign up for a free trial, get a free book. You can keep that book no matter what. You'll always be able to listen to that book, even if you don't have an actual subscription. And if you want, you can also check out other books. If you want horror books, if you want business books, they had a sale last weekend on educational books. They have all kinds of books, so definitely check them out. That's, again, bit.ly/ATA2017. Are you ready, Toasty? Are you muted, Toasty?
Yep. Let's play last week's clip.
All right.
Leave me to die alone, please.
All right, so that was Lillian Voss, and the winner is Atmeech90. Congratulations.
Indeed.
All right, let's play Next Week's Flip.
The End Time. I once called this place. I had not seen by then. I did not know. You hope to what? Stop me here. Change the fate I worked so tirelessly to weave.
All right, so as usual, all answers must be sent in via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia. Correct answers will be entered into a random draw for next week's prize.
All right. And why don't you start off our question of the week there, Fan?
Our question of the week was, have you gotten the class mount on your main character? If not, what's stopping you? Frasley said, yes, he's called Mr. Bitey. Literally, it says it in the mount panel. I want all the mounts, though. Even Owl Face Bird.
All right, well, I'll read your two that are coming next, then.
Shoot, I'm sorry. I'm colorblind.
Danger Chef said, I have it on lock, warrior, and mage. Gotta catch them all. And Poikle Satin says, yes, but only for the main spec so far.
All right, and over on the Twitter side of things, at JJ Gray says, I haven't even gotten broken Owl's Pathfinder yet. Dungeon requirements are less speed bumps than walls for me. Hashtag social anxiety. Galina says, yes. I did the quest, got a new flight form appearance. You can only use it where you can fly. No ground animations. If you ask, it freezes in time, and it does not count as a mount for the achievement. To use it, you lose your original form, so I turned it off an hour later. That's unfortunate. I've been hearing that a lot about the druid class reward. But hey, so this next little bit is from our Discord channel. There was an interesting exchange regarding the question of the week this week. So in this scenario, Junks will be played by Medros, Frasley is going to be read by Fandeth, and my bits will be read by me.
So I'm reading red, right? Just to make sure. Yes. I screw this one up.
Yeah.
All right. I wish I hadn't. Paladin's kind of lame. Got the short of the stick, in my opinion.
Paladins are lame, so no wonder I don't like it.
Yeah, definitely nothing to write home about, but still pretty much beats anything warrior-related, Toasty.
Mr. Bitey is awesome.
You mean our proto-drake reskin? Yeah, the axes and random weapons on it are cool, though.
Well put, Toasty. I think you guys got shafted harder than I did.
They had to give paladins something over warriors. Make them feel better about themselves and whatnot.
Inflate their egos so they don't realize how great warriors are. Actually, he misspelled warlock. I'm just saying.
So that's what you guys are... anyone who hasn't joined our Discord channel, that's what you miss. Those kind of exchanges. I enjoy them. They're a lot of fun.
Frasley hasn't been, like, gift spamming lately, which makes me sad.
I enjoy his gifts. He usually has really excellent gift choice.
He's not
the gift master
here to give us.
That's right,
I guess he's too busy.
See how it is? Whatever. I'm not hurt.
Good for you. Be strong.
I'm trying. Alright, so next week's question of the week is, are you diving into Tomb of Sargeras right away or waiting before you fight Kel'Jaeden?
Yeah, I'm going to get right in there right away.
I'm waiting for a little bit until the guild gets it on farm. On the plus side, I got my Tuesdays and Fridays back now. I'm going to play so much D&D.
Yeah, same here, except for the D&D part. I'll probably dabble with Raid Finder here and there. But, I don't know, things have been pretty busy around here, too, so we'll see. We'll see what I do, what I go.
So, now to take care of our Patreon business this week. So, it's the third week of the month, and, of course, for Mythic Dungeon Runner tiered Patreons, we get a guild shout-out for them. Now, we only have two people who fall into that category currently, but I did talk to one of them. And Navimi asked that we actually mention her blog instead, which is The Daily Frostwolf at frostwolves.blogspot.com. Get a bit of a read. It's really cool. And actually explains a lot more as to why she was wearing a Frostwolf pelt at BlizzCon this past year. And she was really awesome. Every time she saw me, she came around and gave me a hug at BlizzCon. It was really cool. She's really awesome. And I really wish that I could have accepted the Kangaskhan she had brought me to give to Toasty and everybody else.
Oh, Kangaskhan, my favorite Pokemon. Oh.
Sorry, my one friend. Day. Sorry. Well, how about you give us the second person's guild recruitment message?
Is that me?
Yeah.
All right. So, Hardcore Casuals over on Dalaran server. I know eventually we're working on doing a casual raid night for everybody, for just people in general who don't get a chance to raid often. We haven't really settled down on when we're doing that yet, but once we do, I'm sure I'll let everybody know here.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Sounds like a good deal. And if you want to have your guild message or a message about a website you belong to or a podcast or a blog, definitely get in on our Mythic Dungeon Runner tier for getting yours read next month this time. All right, shoutouts. Toasty, how about you first?
Well, I already shouted out the guild. I don't know who else.
Yeah, now you have
to, actually else. Think of something now. Shout out to Toby Enstrom for waving his no movement clause.
Wow.
Jeez. Wow. If I was a friend of yours, I'd be really unhappy.
I already spoke about the guild. That's what I do every week. That's my thing.
Well, next time you're going to have to find something else to shout out.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was on the spot and everything. I don't do well on the spot, guys. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to all Toasty's friends who he completely forgot to shout out to a hockey player.
Hey, to be fair, most of my friends are in my guild. Most of them. I got a good chunk of them.
Also, to anybody not in Toasty's guild, sorry that you're not his friend.
I said most! Most. Not... Oh, you guys are dicks.
Hey, now.
Okay, Magister.
I didn't say anything.
You're encouraging him silently.
Hey. I am just giving you back a portion of the crap you guys have given me. So you have no right to complain here, my friend. No right at all.
No, I can complain. I just, you know, I gotta take it with... I just gotta accept that it's happening as well.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Sorry. All right.
Anyways. And Fadith, how about you?
My shout-out this week is gonna go to Drell, because I keep getting these random lockboxes, and they're locked, and I can't do anything with them, so I mail them to him, and then magically they get mailed back to me unlocked, so thank you so much.
Oh, man, I've just been selling those things.
I don't know any rogues, so I just put them on my character and wait.
Can't blacksmiths pick them?
Nope,
as well?
Nope.
Not anymore. We haven't had a key in an expansion for 3 expansions now.
Oh,
yep. I think engineers were able to blow them up at one point, though.
Yeah, that too. Really? I did not know this. That's stupid.
I agree.
Death to professions are garbage. You should. I mean, if you get max level fishing, you should be able to pick it with your.
With your fishing hook?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that'll work.
Sure it will.
I mean, in theory. Madras, what's your shout-out?
All right. That went really weird. My shout-out is... And I know this is going to shock some people out there, so please do, you know, if you have bad heart, you know, take some heart medicine or something.
Is it a shout-out to Fandeth and Toasty? Oh my god, thank you so much.
So touched.
Wow, I'm not going that far. I mean, jeez.
Oh.
No, my shout out is to the developers over at Niantic. They announced a massive update to the game that's coming in the next little while, next few weeks, and it's really going to shake up the game, and I'm really excited for this change.
Ingress 2.0? Because that's coming.
Well, sure.
No, you, not Ingress 2.0.
Sure, you give me crap for shining on a hockey player.
Well, you know, you lowered the bar enough. I figured it was enough, good enough for me to do.
What game is this?
Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Oh, wow. How about I take us out?
Sure. Let's do that.
All right.
I still play Pokemon Go. I think it's fun. It's a nice casual game to play.
Oh, yeah, totally. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATAOL5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, I'm at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, Or the Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of apparently a draft.
The other side of the Vegas Golden Knights. Or what should have been the Vegas Flamingos.
Vegas.
And some 970 legendaries.
That too.
And a raid?
Nah.
We need that none of us will see until next week?
Yep.
Or many weeks.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.